This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda claims private investment will be gradually incentivized in development. World Day Against Trafficking in Persons being marked today. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia does not reject peace talks with Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli had a meeting today. In the meeting held at Balwatar, the official residence of the Prime Minister, discussions were held on the issues of convening a meeting of the Constitutional Council and the recommendation of the Chief Justice, among others. Likewise, Prime Minister's private secretariat said there was also a discussion regarding ending the obstruction in the Parliament. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said the Investment Board Nepal would be developed as an efficient institution. Receiving an annual report from the board this morning, Prime Minister Dahal said it would be advanced as an effective and efficient institution capable of best utilizing the knowledge and experience of experts. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal directed the Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the board to present a necessary framework containing policy, legal and institutional measures for reforms, saying that the office of the board has done a great deal in the areas of coordination, collaboration and partnership. Prime Minister Dahal urged the board to bring the institution to a new height and further contribute to the prosperity and development of the country. Also speaking on the occasion, board's CEO Sushil Bhatta shared that the board's strategic plan, mandate, business plan and work progress against the budget and the program of the government. There is a practice that the CEO presents the annual progress report of the board before the Prime Minister and board chairperson, and a performance contract between the board chairperson and CEO is signed. The World Day Against Trafficking in Persons is being marked by organizing various programs in Nepal today. The International Day is a spectacular to raise awareness towards eliminating human trafficking and call on governments, law enforcement agencies and the stakeholders to enhance their commitment to that end. The day is being marked this year with the theme, Reach Every Victim of Trafficking, Leave No One Behind. Trafficking in persons is a serious crime and a grave violation of human rights. Every year, tens of thousands of women, men and children fall into hands of traffickers in their own countries and abroad. Almost every country in the world is affected by trafficking, whether as a country of origin, transit or destination for victims. According to the National Report 2076 Bikram Samvat of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, lately, women and children are being increasingly trafficked in different countries of Asia, Arab, Africa, Europe and America. With the expansion of the human trafficking dimension, it has posed a serious challenge to prevent and control the crime associated with the trafficking in persons. Stakeholders have emphasized amending and framing the laws for the control of human trafficking. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh today viewed that the party should punish Balkrishna Khad, who is currently in custody in connection with the fake Bhutanese refugee scam, only after the court declares him guilty. Referring to the past incidents at a press conference organized in Chitwan by the Nepali Congress Chitwan, wherein the Nepali Congress did not proceed with the punishment in a case that is sub judice in the court, he said the issue relating to Khad would be decided only after the court verdict. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress central member Nayin Singh Mahar said the party was coming much stronger after the central committee meeting. Speaking at a press conference in Narayanganj Chitwan, he claimed that the meeting helped both the party and government to become much stronger. The Central Secretariat meeting of the CPN Unified Socialists is set to take place on July 31st, tomorrow. Deputy General Secretary Jagannath Khatioda informed the meeting will be held at the Minbhavan-based central office of the party and will discuss the dates and venues for the party's meetings at different levels. Earlier, the party had put off its pre-scheduled standing committee, Politburo and Central Committee meetings, citing insufficiency of time. Narayangarh Mulding road section has again been blocked by a landslide. According to District Police Office Chitwan's spokesperson, Deputy Superintendent of Police Vijay Raj Pandit, a landslide that occurred at 9 a.m. today hit the highway near Kali Khola of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6, rendering it unfit for vehicular traffic. Subsequent landslips since then have aborted efforts to restore the traffic. Traffic along the route has remained frequently disrupted due to landslides time and again. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he does not reject the idea of peace talks on Ukraine. Speaking after meeting African leaders in St. Petersburg, he said an African and Chinese initiative could serve as a basis for finding peace. Russian President Putin also said it was hard to implement a ceasefire when the Ukrainian army was on the offensive. Ukraine and Russia have previously said they would not come to the negotiating table without certain preconditions. Ukraine wants its border as they were in 1991 to be reinstated, something the Kremlin is deeply opposed to. Moscow argues instead that for the negotiations to take place, Kiev would have to accept its country's new territorial reality. The European Union has suspended all security cooperation with Niger after the country's army took power in a coup. It comes shortly after the United States declared its unflagging support for ousted President Mohamed Bazoum, seen as a key Western ally in the fight against Islamist militants. On Friday, the head of the Presidential Guards Unit, General Abdou Rahmane, declared himself Niger's new leader. He said insecurity, economic woes and corruption led him to seize power. But there are now concerns in the West about which countries the new leader will align with. Niger's neighbors, Burkina Faso and Mali, have both pivoted towards Russia since their coups. On Saturday, France, the former colonial power, which had moved its regional military headquarters to the country after being forced to leave Mali, said it had suspended all development aid and budgetary support. This is the fifth coup in Niger since it gained independence from France in 1960, on top of other unsuccessful takeover attempts. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Kosi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.2 degrees Celsius with 21.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda claims private investment will be gradually incentivized in development. World Day Against Trafficking in Persons being marked today. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia does not reject peace talks with Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.